So this requires a lot of study. I appreciate it. But then in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that we have to learn this thing with spirit of devotion. So when we are going for this much knowledge, so how we can maintain a spirit of devotion at the same time?
See, it will all depend on Hari Bol, alhamdulillah. How are you?
Powerful class. Hearing after a long time.
How are so do we need so much study, so much knowledge, and if we're studying so much, how do we maintain the spirit of devotion? Essentially, different people have different natures, and we have to use our nature in Krishna's service. So it's not that if somebody doesn't have an intellectual nature, that person has to get so much knowledge. Like we may see somebody who sings with such exquisite expertise, but they sing such tunes that we can't even follow it. And we wonder, is this so much required? Mm-hmm. Well, it's not required. But if somebody has that nature, we can't stop that person from utilizing that nature. So, and there will be a certain class of people who will be attracted by it.
Can nature transform?
It can be, but it's not necessary to transform it. So for example, if somebody says, I am lusty, I am greedy, I am angry, that has to be transformed. But if somebody has an intellectual nature, somebody has a musical attraction, that doesn't need to be transformed. That has to be utilized for Krishna's service. So, it's a matter of utilizing the talents that we have. These are not necessary talents for the practice of devotional service. But if somebody has these talents, we can't tell people to suppress their talents. They have to utilize them. So, some people have managerial talents, and then they may make the systems of management that they may make will be so painstaking. Everything will be systematically accounted for. And I can't do this. Well, those who have the inclusion of talent to do that, we can't stop them from doing that. And that is going to help attract a certain class of people. So same way, it's not necessary for us to learn all this. But if we have certain talents, we should utilize them in Krishna service. But we shouldn't think that the absence of those talents is a disqualification for the practice of bhakti. So now, every individual who has certain talents will have to take the necessary precautions by which, while pursuing that talent, one can maintain one's bhakti also. If a person doesn't have that much talent, and if one tries to do that, then pursuing that will become prayas. See, if somebody doesn't have musical talent, and somebody tries very hard to learn musical skills, then learning that musical skills becomes such a mental and intellectual effort that distracts one from the practice of bhakti. And then it will become prayas. On the other hand, if somebody has that talent, then when the person utilizes the talent, that person gets some satisfaction in that. And the person not utilizing that talent, that person feels, I'm not doing anything worthwhile in my life. I want to do something challenging. So everybody needs something challenging in life. So therefore, individually, by one's own sadhana, by one's own philosophical understanding, by the guidance of senior devotees, one actually can balance utilizing one's own talents and maintaining the spirit of devotion. It is not that two are exclusive. Both can be balanced together. And that will require some careful understanding and prioritization and balance in our life. Clear? Yes, please.